This is Conor Lennon from UN News. Thursday, the 21st of February, is International Mother Language Day, a day set aside to promote linguistic and cultural diversity and multilingualism. It's estimated that every 2 weeks, a language goes extinct. But why try to protect these languages? And what is the real significance of this day? Paulina Greer from UN News posed these questions to the permanent representative of Bangladesh to the UN, Ambassador Masood bin Momen.
International Mother Language Day has been internationally sort of proclaimed in 1999 through a UNESCO resolution. And Bangladesh was the main force behind it because it was in 1952 where Bengalis students, they sacrificed their lives in order to protect and save their mother tongue, which is Bangla at that time. And ever since, this is a part of our Bengali nationalism to promote and commemorate this day for the protection of not only our own language, but all those struggles elsewhere in the world, where people in small communities are also fighting every day to protect and promote their mother tongue. So that led us to take the initiative at the UNESCO so that this day is globally recognized, and so that we not only commemorate the day, but also celebrate the multilingualism all over the world, which will in turn promote a more tolerance and kind of develop a sense of a culture of peace and harmony where diversity does not mean harmful for the global citizen, but diversity is also a powerful sort of instrument and how languages can be part of that.
It's estimated that a language disappears every 2 weeks. And some people say that it's a natural process, that simply some of these smaller languages go extinct, the speakers simply start speaking, you know, the more prominent languages, and that this is all natural. So why should we interfere with this natural process of having these smaller languages go extinct?
That's a very interesting question. I mean, we have to protect our heritage and our culture, our you know, existence. For example, there are small island states in the world today, and if the sea level rise, some of them will face existential problem. So why do we have to protect their land? Because, you know, many of those countries have small populations of a few thousands, perhaps. So they can be, you know, relocated in other countries. But no, the international community and inhabitants of those island countries, you know, this is something they cherish, that, you know, they identify themselves with. Similarly, languages are also a means of identifying yourself. And for children, you know, they link to their past, to their ancestors with the language. So therefore, it is very important to protect these vanishing languages. And in Bangladesh, we have set up an international mother language center to research, do research on languages which are vanishing, and also how to protect them, promote them, preserve them. And in our own country, we have minority ethnic communities, and our education system has recently come up with new promotional scheme so that these ethnic children, they can learn their first lessons in their own language also, side by side with our official language, which is Bengali, and also English is also being taught in schools. So that, you know, we should all strive to protect whatever we have, you know, from the past. And language is the most significant manifestation of any such cultural identities. And on the basis of language, then you have songs and lullabies and then other cultural forms.
The UN Ombudsman's Office is asking for proverbs in people's mother tongue. Do you have a favorite proverb in your mother tongue that you could share and then give the interpretation in English?
We have one that is called Shobure Mewa Phale, which means if you wait and be patient, then you will get the result. So not to be, too jumpy or to try to achieve everything in one day, but you have to show patience and work for your goal, and then you will get objective. So I think it's a good thing, yeah.